This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen.
The Shep Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I would imagine if anybody was affected by us going back to standard time, falling back, might be one Kayla Jo. Why do you look like 8 feet tall today? What are you wearing?
I have my 7 foot boots on today. A 7 inch boots, sorry.
What's a little lunch date? What's going on with
no,
you?
No, they have like a fur lining at the toe and it actually keeps my feet super warm. And I always forget about it until winter comes around and they're like, hey, bust out
by
those
By the way,
boots.
Forecast high 80 degrees today, people. I'm glad you got your warm boots on.
Yeah, that winter chill of 82. Always, exactly. Always that wear the extra warm sock, Timberland socks.
No, but I always guess that if daylight savings or the spring forward or fallback is going to affect anybody, it's going to be you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, the only reason. So yesterday morning, I woke up with the intention of like cleaning my house and everything.
Hang on a second, let me grab my cup of coffee. I'll settle in for this story.
No, so yesterday I wake up and I forgot to change my clock that's on my nightstand. And of course, I wake up and it says like 9:08. I'm like, oh my God, the morning's already going by. Because I really wanted to wake up early just to get a lot of work around the house done. I was going to go to the golf tournament yesterday. And so I start panicking.
To the Shriners Open?
Yeah, so I go into full panic mode because I'm like, I lost a full like hour and a half of work. Oh my God. So I start working and then all of a sudden I'm done. I've rushed through cleaning the backyard and cleaning the downstairs and doing all this. And then next thing I know, I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot and it screwed me up completely.
Well, you got everything done early.
I did. But it was the fact that I was like in a full-on panic, sweating and Buddy, and I'm loud and I'm banging pots together and I'm doing everything. And Buddy's like, what's happening down here? What's going on? It was quite funny in my house.
Can I ask real quick? And you might have an answer for this as well.
I'm just an observer at this point.
She went to the Shriners golf tournament.
Yeah.
How is that fun or interesting?
Oh, my God. It's the greatest. I was so sad we didn't go.
Okay, because I play golf poorly, and I mainly go for the to hang out with buddies and drink.
Well, now you've just figured out why that's fun or interesting.
Okay. Because it seems like sitting there watching that.
No.
And I appreciate their talent, but
yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, that's what's awesome about it.
Okay.
That's the whole fun of it. It's a big outdoor party.
Okay.
With your buddies.
Yep.
Just back to I find you fascinating. I want you to know.
Why? Because I panic about choice.
The Shep Buchanan Before the Show.
I find you fascinating. My dog really can't tell time. He just has very regulated body clock. So he got up at the wrong time to pee.
Oh, even That's earlier or
1:30?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know how all the math works, but I just know it was early.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Shep Buchanan Show.
24 days until Toy Drive. 24 days until Toy Drive. And again, the weird part for me, 36 days and Toy Drive is over.
That's crazy to think about.
So we have 36 days to find, and start now, kids. We have 36 days to find 32 trucks full of toys, 8,110 bikes, $455,551 in cash and gift cards. Toy Drive will start in 24 days, but we're done in 36.
Crazy. Well, the good news is part of that's been achieved, at least at the Terrible Herbs Golf Tournament on Friday. So at least people are doing stuff.
Folks are doing stuff.
Exactly.
Kayla and I were both out at the Light the Night for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Which, by the way, you did a fantastic... I've never seen you better on a stage before.
I've been fishing for compliments from Kayla all morning. She's been stonewalling.
She's come through with something that you told her to say, which was, really nice.
I didn't tell her to say that.
No, you said that your wife's... No, but you... That was a bad joke.
I demand a retraction.
I retract it. Basically, she said the same thing that your wife told you in a story that you told, which is just pathetic. But I'm sure you were phenomenal. I'm sure you were great. You're always great at that.
Here's the funny thing, though. But then you do something like that. You do really well. And you don't hear anything, and you go, God, am I breathing my own aroma?
No, you were great up there.
Like Spence is a guy who says, oh, yeah, well, I fart, but you can't ever smell it. Oh, yes, you can. But
no, but I get what you're saying. If you, like, for instance, on a lesser scale, when I do a song of the week, if I don't get some sort, and
right.
I'm like the Youngblood one, the Halloween one, I'm like, this is really good. And it's crickets. And you go like, well, maybe I just suck. So I get what you're saying, even though I felt like I did a good job.
No, and I make sure, because on the other side of that, God, we are just pathetic, aren't you and
I? Yeah, we are.
We just are. We're so needy.
Please tell me I'm good.
No, I'm admittedly needy in that arena. No, but that's why I always make sure to say, like I told you, you've been on such a hot streak. Like the last five have just been spectacular.
Thanks, buddy.
Because I worry that because I know that the with the videos and whatnot, that it can be, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but sketchy is all that comes to mind. Like sometimes you'll do something really great and it gets two views and then you just do, and people go, oh my God, that's the funniest thing I ever heard. It gets 50,000 views.
Yeah.
And
ridiculous.
It's like, this is terrible.
But everybody said that you did a great job. I was just making fun of Kayla because it was funny.
Well,
but,
thank you.
But
yeah, it was really
I didn't
funny.
Want to take away from the, it really
awesome.
Was to me.
It was It was,
so, good job.
I don't even remember where we're going with that. But, at Like the Night. So, Walgreens showed up with a big check. 130, what was it, Kayla? 138?
Yeah.
138,000.
Wow.
138,000. And I'm looking at that like, damn, was that our toy drive money? When I saw that for just a second, I'm like, you see... this is awesome. So it's that funny situation where I was super happy for LLS.
Yeah.
Super happy for them. And then I'm like, dang, I hope that didn't. But, and then, so I whispered to our buddy Karen and I said, listen, all I'm hoping for is that our toy drive check is close. She looked at me, she went, it's close. thank goodness for that. But, toy drive starting soon, a Maroon 5 song of the day. Today at 7 o'clock this morning for you. So here's how it works. We tell you what the song of the day is and when we're going to play it again. Then later, you'll get a chance to win Maroon 5 tickets. These are New Year's Eve tickets. Ooh. Mandalay Bay Event Center.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. And then other really good prizes. Justin Timberlake tickets today for Spence's Challenge. And other really good prizes for the first pick at 702-364-9890. See if you can narrow it down. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? We'll get into it next.
With the first pick.
First pick. First pick.
It's the first pick.
First pick
on the Chet Buchanan Show.
I do love, I love the Monday morning first pick. I do. Because traditionally, and we've done this for a while now, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? At 702-364-9898. Not for nothing. Even though we've already exchanged texts and that kind of thing, I like to hear it from their own mouths. Kayla, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
LLS walk on Saturday night. Mainly because... during the walk, I got the chance to actually like talk with some of our coworkers who were also there representing our team. And it was awesome. Like I found out that our friend Venus, her sister, she lost her sister to LLS.
To leukemia.
Yeah, to leukemia. And then I found out Doris, you guys know I don't want to have kids.
She's
but
our HR girl.
Yes. So
girl. HR woman.
So even though I don't want to have kids, like I have like girl names that I've always pictured. I'm like, if I ever had a girl, I'd have this name or whatever. And one of the two names that I always had, she named her daughter that. And I've had countless conversations with Doris about her daughter. I've just never known her daughter's name until then. And then talking with my friend Joe, it was a good time. It actually took the time to like converse with people. It was cool.
I'm showing Spence pictures.
You guys look great.
There's a picture of my wife and I on stage with all the lights behind. So here's what's funny. I was taking a selfie.
I've seen that one.
Okay, so I put the selfie online.
That's awesome, yeah.
And it looks really good. There's 5,000 people there.
Yeah.
Raise a lot of money. But then there is also a picture of me taking that selfie. Which might even be
really cool.
Which might even
awesome.
Be better than the selfie.
Oh, I like that.
Like I have a selfie with Mark Cuban, but somebody took a picture of me taking the selfie with Mark Cuban that I might like even more.
Right.
And you can see, yeah. So
that's cool.
Light the night. You're right.
It was so really good.
Spence, absolute best part of your weekend.
The Terrible Herbs golf tournament on Friday. Left straight from work and I don't know. I was in bed by 7 p.m.
That's a great day. Nudia, what was the absolute best? By the way, Nudia sitting in the producer's chair this week.
Hola.
Hello.
Hi.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Well, I was at the walk too. The Leukemia and Lymphoma.
Light the night. Yeah.
Light the night.
Yeah, y'all can say light the night okay. instead of trying to say leukemia and lymphoma.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and at one point, I think I was fixing my eyelash, and Kayla's staring at me, and she's like, are you crying? And she's like, I was like, no. She's like, it's okay. I was crying too. You could cry.
Well,
it was really
times.
Emotional, though.
Yeah,
I will
man.
Say that. Yeah.
Got a little evangelical up there just for a minute.
No,
or
it was
three.
Good. Like, honestly, just having the roller coaster, you were. Your pace was fantastic. The way you built up the crowd was awesome. It was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Okay, I feel sufficiently pumped up.
Hey, Nudia, it's my favorite part of the show is where we talk about how great
Spence
shit
loves,
is.
Spence loves that.
It is.
If you were there, you would have experienced the roller coaster
maybe
of emotion.
You show
no,
off.
Honestly, it was like it was a crazy experience. It was my first time ever going.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time.
Honestly, that's a great event, and we need a bigger piece of that.
Yeah.
We really should. We should make sure that we support in a hardcore way.
100%
moving forward. So there was that first time back at a Rebel game on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I know it's not my first time with a microphone in my hand. I haven't been nervous like that in a while. It was like it's like, have you ever gone to lunch with an ex and gone okay? You know, I hope they look good, but not that good.
Yeah. I hope I look better.
You know what I'm saying? You're showing up. You've
That's
got those.
Funny.
Walking into the Thomas and Mac was so familiar, yet so weird on Friday night. But that was great. LLS Light the Night, obviously, on Saturday. On the way home, my wife goes, I'm hungry. I want to get a snack. We had a little sushi joint. It's called Hokkaido. Right there on Town Center. It's literally right across from our neighborhood. And I said, let's go get sushi. We don't have to go crazy like we normally do.
Yeah.
You know, and order like 17 rolls, cram them all down our neck until we can't move. We'll just go have a little. It was the best. And every time we walk in there, there's always at least one person that's a fan of the show.
That's great.
And so that's always nice. It didn't hurt. We were wearing shirts with my name plastered across the front. That didn't hurt at all. But it was nice. It was nice. My wife and I went on a little date.
Yeah.
Sweet. So it was excellent. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. 4 advance tickets to Ralph Breaks the Internet. That's supposed to be one of the big holiday movies. The other big holiday movie, The Grinch on Fandango. Get a free Grinch t-shirt with a ticket purchase. You're like, wait a minute, I got to buy tickets? No, you don't, because we got a Fandango promo card that is good for two of you to see the movie. We've got Jabberwocky's tickets. We'll put all of those up for grabs at 702-364-9898 right now. Wait, that's an auto. We're not ready yet. Monday morning operator error. Sorry. I'm ever so slightly overwhelmed. Here's what's kind of cool. So back in the day, Davey's greatest skill was phone screen. He was really good at it. Well, and we had 14 years to define or to refine how it all worked. And there's a relationship between host and phone screener. So Davey would usually pick out the 3 or 4 best calls and put them up. What we've seen, and I didn't say anything to Nudia about it, so there's no way she would know. But she lined up all, there's like eight or more calls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, lined up. And I have no idea who's good and who's not. So what I'm going to do is we're just going to try and get through all of them in a very limited amount of time.
All right.
Okay, so let's go quick. Amber, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Just having an adult game night on Saturday with our neighbors.
Well, you better make sure that you explain what that means.
Because
mm-hmm. that sounds like those slinger commercials.
Is there a hot tub involved?
No. We drink and play, like, games on our Xbox. And it's like you use your phone.
No,
it's called Jackbox. Right. It's
no,
amazing.
That's fun.
Oh,
no,
awesome.
That's a lot
fun,
of fun.
Yeah.
We take everything dirty. Olivia, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh, I got to take the kids to see The Incredibles 2 in 3D. Me and my boyfriend have been working so much, we just haven't had a whole lot of time. So, and they're only 2 and 7, so it was a blast for them.
Amen. Oh, that's good stuff. Kate, you know what? Casey, your story is so good, I'm going to save you to the end. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Casey's going to be the punchline on this whole thing. She's right. So it's so good. Michelle, is this Michelle Cable?
It is. How are you guys today?
Hey, we're doing well. Hi. Michelle Cable always has a better weekend than you.
It was awesome Saturday night. We had a family party in Bama. We watched the Bama game. They beat out LSU and then flipped it to the Knights game and they won. Kudos, Ryan Reeves. It was awesome.
Yeah, I'm not so excited about LSU winning or LSU not winning.
Why?
Man, Bama. Because I thought LSU was going to be the one that could beat Alabama.
Nobody can beat Alabama.
No, I don't, unfortunately.
Sad to say.
I really don't. Even Tom Brady, the GOAT. I don't. And everybody goes, oh, Alabama could beat the Cleveland Browns. No, they could not.
No, they couldn't.
Because the Cleveland Browns, never mind.
Now, they could beat the Buffalo Bills.
I don't know they could not. I don't even have to explain all of that. Ooh, Sabrina, tell us about this hidden gem sushi joint.
Man, there's this place on Ann and Simmons called Sushi Wow, and they have really good sushi and for a really good price. Like, you can get, like, a $14 sushi, and you when you dine in, it's half price. So I ate, like, two sushi rolls for, like, $10, and I was good. So I was just so happy. So I'm not going to be going there from now on.
How long have you worked there?
No, I don't work there. I've been there.
No, I'm just saying, it's a joke.
Paid for by Sushi Wow.
You're right. It was like, oh my God, you know what the best part of my Monday is right now? Knowing that after tomorrow, no more political commercials.
Oh, thank God.
Oh my goodness. All right, real quick, Angie, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Having my grandkids stay the night.
That's fun.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that's fun. This says a bunch of stuff about a Halloween store and stuff like that.
We went to the Halloween store to get some Halloween costumes after, you know, because they're all discounted.
Brilliant. Very smart.
Brilliant.
But I feel like kids change their mind by next year.
You know what? In my house, my mom was like, this is what I can afford. Here you go.
Yeah.
Guess what? But I don't want to be a pink bunny rabbit. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Next year, you will.
Jordan, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
So I have to say the best part of my weekend was going to see LaRev, thanks to you guys.
Cool.
It was fantastic. I took my 9-year-old daughter, who has not seen a Cirque show yet, and she was just in awe of the show.
And since we're all charged up about Light the Night, which happened on Saturday for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, last night was the benefits show to, you know, all the proceeds from the tickets.
Yeah.
So was it full? Was it pretty full?
It was. All seats were sold out.
That's awesome.
All seats were sold out. It was amazing.
That is amazing. Thank you, Jordan. Hang on a second. Everybody on the phone is in the line for the prizes today. Christina, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
My daughter's a senior in high school, and she just got her early acceptance into UNLV.
Go Rebels.
Oh,
nice.
Bravo.
And this one, if this was a contest, this might be the best one. Casey, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
My little baby princess took her first step.
Hey! Yay! Did you get it on video?
So I didn't expect her to do it because we've been having her stand for the past, like, month, and we'll say, come here, and she won't do it. So this time I did the same thing I've been doing, and then she did it. So then we pulled out the camera the third time. So she walked to me, and then she walked to her dad. And then when she walked back to me, Dad got it on camera the third time.
Okay.
Oh, yay.
Listen, never speak of this again. That time that she walked to you, that was the first time.
Nobody
else.
Know, right?
Nobody else has to know anything, okay?
And every time I watch the video, I cry.
Oh, love mama. All of that.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Let's go. On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, a buddy of mine said it really well. You can't make fun of somebody for their appearance. You just cannot.
No.
In 2018. But somewhere along the line on Saturday, Pete Davidson thought that would be a really good idea. I'm not sure which one is which, and I didn't listen to these yet, but we're just going to go with this and see how it works.
So the midterm elections are obviously a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And after I had to move back in my mom, I started paying attention to them. And the last thing I will say is I know some of you are curious about the breakup, but the truth is it's nobody's business, and sometimes things just don't work out, and that's okay.
All right, that's good. So he's talking about that, but this was where he really stepped in it.
This guy's kind of cool, Dan Crenshaw.
Oh, come on.
He's got a patch.
An eye patch, yeah.
You didn't see it. He's got an eye patch.
Hold on.
Did you see this guy, Spence?
No, I'm looking it up right now. No,
oh,
I see him.
Okay. Yeah, I see. He's got the beard. He's kind of swarthy. Yeah. You know, I get where we're going here, but...
This guy's kind of cool. Dan Crenshaw.
oh, come on, man.
Hold on. You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie. I'm sorry. I know he lost his eye in war or whatever. Here's someone who really gives me the creeps. Indiana congressional candidate and Mike Pence's brother, Greg Pence. This is a picture of him watching the episode of This Is Us where Jack dies.
Yeah, that one didn't make the headlines, but the first look, you can't make fun of somebody's appearance, and you can't make fun of somebody who got hurt in combat. You just can't. You just can't. Not in public.
No, exactly. That joke in the writer's room is perfectly fine among your peers. They don't have a problem with
it. That's what I'm saying. Like, how, because they go over these things, how were those jokes not vetted and someone didn't stand up and go, hey, that's probably not a good idea.
Not everyone lives their life the way you do, Kayla.
Not everyone adapts
to procedures and protocols.
Yeah.
No, they said this will be funny. Let's do it.
And I'll raise my hand to say I'm not offended by that.
No, so, of course not.
So there are those of us that don't get bothered by it.
No, but there are so many others that do get it, and people get offended by everything. Right. Is somebody offended by the fact that we're talking about it?
Possibly.
Yeah. Well, the vet had come out and said that he's like, I hate that we live in a society that everyone gets so offended by things, but then also went back and said, you just can't make jokes like this, but I think everyone needs to like lay off a little bit.
Need to calm down. That's the truth of the matter. Are we going to? No. Is it you? Is it you, me, or anybody we know? No, it's them.
It's always them.
They need to calm down.
That's
how it always is. But Frankie got into it. Then Ariana, though, strangely enough, right before this, because Pete kept talking, you know, did the promo, talking about being 0-for-3, asking people to marry him and stuff like that. Ariana decided to release a song over the weekend.
Yes.
We will play a clip for you from that in just a minute. Also, as you may recall on Friday, late in the show on Friday, Emily got asked out while taking her daughter trick-or-treating. And she's wondering if this is okay. The way it was done, I say absolutely not. By the way this guy did it, nah.
All right.
And in fact, I think he made more trouble than I just think he made it awkward and weird and uncomfortable. That's not what you should do when you're trying to get into a relationship with somebody. We'll get into all of that in just a minute. Then a Maroon 5 song of the day coming up at 7. There's a lot going on.
In the morning, we listen to
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Got the email late Friday, and I'm smelling a P1's Court brewing. Emily got asked out in a very, very odd way on Halloween. Hey, Em.
Hi. Good morning. Hi.
Hey. So... you're out trick-or-treating the other night with your daughter is 6?
Yeah, she's 6. Yeah, she's a unicorn, a little unicorn. She's very cute.
And I don't know why that, like, obviously she was. Yeah. I don't know. It just feels that way.
And it's not to knock it. I saw so many unicorns.
Obviously. No, yeah, there was no other choice. She was definitely, yeah. She loves rainbows, so it just, yeah.
It works.
Unicorn made sense.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what were you saying, Kayla?
Oh, I just saw a lot of unicorns this year, but each one was like, they were just adorable. I'm like, I kind of...
Sweet. So then, okay, so what happened?
Well, okay, so we got to this house, and there's this guy handing out candy in his driveway. And I've seen him around, like, he seems to be single. He drives a really nice car, he's good looking, he's fit, you know, he definitely works out. He basically, like, you know, he checks a lot of boxes when you're kind of looking. So, but we've never talked beyond, like, hello. So that's it. So we go up to him, and my daughter goes, trick-or-treat, you know, and he leans down, and he gives her a giant handful of candy. And he's so sweet, and he just, you know, says, happy Halloween. He smiles, and he stands up, and then he hands me this folded-over piece of paper, and he says, and this is for you, And it, but it was like, it didn't sound, I made it sound cheesy. Like, it didn't sound cheesy or anything.
Well, what was the tone?
It wasn't creepy. I just sort of didn't know what to do. So I was like, thank you, you know. And then we walked away. We went to the next house. So I didn't look at it until we got back out to the street. And then when I opened it, it says, hey, let's go out sometime with his number.
Bold move.
Wow.
Bold move.
Nice work.
You know what? Now that she says it,
yeah.
Reading it, I was creeped out. Reading it, I didn't like this at all. But okay, how did you feel?
Well, so I'm not against it necessarily, right? But like, I don't know. Like, that's the thing. I'm wondering, should I go out with this dude when he asks me out like this? Like, you know, like, I'm half creeped out, but yep. I half think it's like, cool. I don't know. Like,
and we talk about it all the time on this show. And I know that you had said before that you listen quite a bit. We talk about it all the time. Like, who are we all? Who are any of us to be so picky?
Yeah,
you know.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. That's why I was like, maybe I need a P1's court to figure it out.
Yeah.
But have you, us decide.
What is your interaction up until this point? Because it sounds like literally you
she
guys
just
have,
told you.
I know. I'm just saying that, like, I feel like if you don't even know this guy and he's just randomly handing you the number because you guys have, what, glanced at each other in the neighborhood from time to time, like, that's super skeevy to me.
So in a bar, somebody comes up and buys you a drink and starts talking and gives you a number, that's any different?
No. At least in that situation, we'll have a conversation. He's not just randomly walking up and going, hey, here's my number.
Emily, mommy and daddy are fighting again. We should go.
You know what, Emily? You know what? Forget it. Just be alone.
Are you leaning? Well, but it's not like you have trouble getting dates, right?
No, I'm good. Like, it's not like he's,
We're not talking about your single wide with cats and support hose. If you don't jump at the chance for random note guy. But like, you're not getting serial killer vibe or anything like that, right?
No. I mean, I've seen him around. Like, if this was the only time I've seen him, I probably would immediately go, okay, no way. Yeah. But we've kind of, you know, it's been like a repeated thing. Like, I've seen him, or, you know.
Yeah, got it.
I don't know. Right. I don't know.
No. Well, we'll see if we can work it out. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Right, we'll see you. Maroon 5 song of the day coming up in a minute.
Okay.
Here's the part that I'm going back to. See, you know me. I flip-flop on these things a little bit. Because going into it, I was like, oh, hell no. This is wrong. This is something about this. I don't like the move. But... what else are you supposed to do? You know, you got to make an entree into this somehow. You know what bothers me about this? Again, the premeditation. He wrote that note at some point, probably hours before. Hours.
Sure.
And kept it on him, waiting for the moment. Either that, or he wrote 20 of those notes, and the whole neighborhood is littered with chicks he wants to go out with.
That's what I was thinking.
That's it. So that's the thing. A, how many of these notes?
That boy's on a different level.
How many notes did this guy write? Or B, how? Well, you know, the girl from around the corner, I'm hoping she'll come by tonight. And when she does, I'll be ready. Is that what skeeved anybody else out?
It's weirding me out.
Not me at all, man. We're in a time where we have Tinder, where you swipe right on somebody, a complete stranger. They at least have seen each other. They know of each other in the neighborhood. This is a very pleasant, polite way
Before we jump more. What's worse, Tinder or this?
This.
Or note?
This?
Why?
Because at least on Tinder, I can have personal conversations with somebody.
What?
You can have text conversations
with somebody
with
that you don't even see in person.
Well, I mean, you can
probably
cyberstalk them. So
yeah, with somebody who's in their mom's basement in their underwear
playing Fortnite, doing the dance by himself.
Yeah, you know, at least this guy's willing to suck up to your kid. I don't know.
The old-fashioned way.
702-364-9898. Is this the way to do it? Should Emily go out with trick-or-treat note guy? Or how do you handle it? Because now, does it make the whole thing weird?
2, 3, 98. 98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Well, kids, it looks like we got ourselves a good old-fashioned P1 sport. It's a P1 sport. We got to go quick because we got a Maroon 5 song of the day coming up next. Emily went trick-or-treating with her kid. I don't know why I'm guessing around the corner. She didn't actually specify.
In her neighborhood.
I'm envisioning my own neighborhood. Is everybody else envisioning their own neighborhood?
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
Isn't that funny? And so she comes around with her daughter in her little unicorn costume, and dude gives the daughter a little extra candy. Yeah, a little big old ample.
Good move there. I like
says,
that.
Happy Halloween. Then hands Emily a note. And this is for you. Hey, we should go out sometime, the note says. Now again, who among us are so picky, you know, that we should stare down our nose at the effort that someone else makes?
But it's more about the move. Is it creepy? It's not, you know, that's where...
Well, would you go out with this guy?
No, God, no.
And I think it might even make it worse. Like, Emily may avoid him for life.
Yeah. Now,
you know, if you live in one of those neighborhoods that's circular, that you go out the other way just so you don't have to go by their house? Richard, is this... What do you think?
I mean, she obviously wrote in because she wants to go out. She just wants us to tell her to do it.
What's the justification?
Yeah, right. She needs a justification to go out with him. I mean, he obviously did it discreetly. He didn't want to take away from the child's time of trick-or-treating or making it awkward. So he just, you know, slipped her a note and said, hey, put it out there. You know, hey, I'd like to go out with you sometime.
God bless America.
I mean, it's not that bad.
You've provided clarity to me.
But is it not weird that they've seen each other a couple of times and he's never said anything and he chooses Halloween to
maybe he's shy.
Hey, here's my number. But he hands her a note with his number.
Yeah, because
on
she's come up and it's a non-threatening situation. It's not him going out and saying, hey, as she drives by and waving, she's already come to him. It's
yeah,
easy.
Or she's walking by with her daughter and they're going to the park and it's hi, hey, want to go out?
You know, that's a little different.
That's not going to work either. You know, Felicia, you say go for it.
I say go for it. She's a single mom, and he already knows it up front. It's hard enough as a single mom to get a date, and he was bold enough to ask her, so go for it.
That's a good point. The fact that he already knows she has a kid, and apparently that's not an issue.
There's a lot
yeah,
of go
like
for it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of go for it. Ariel says go for it.
I say go for it, man. I think it's a go. Honestly, one for the guy team. And Kayla, like, if you like Tinder and that cyber stuff, then go for that too. But at the same time, he did it in person. You know, he was polite about it. He was like, I already seen you around the block. And bam, like, there it is. There's the number. Hit me up.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Honestly, once I heard it come out of her mouth, I went, okay, this isn't so terrible. When I first read it, there was just a layer of ooze on it. But I don't hate this. And putting all of the ideas together, Rita, who's the great, what do they call that? The great collaborator, the great joiner, the great bringer together, the great compromiser. Rita's got this figured out, how it takes the old school and the new. See, you make Spence happy because you go for it, right, Rita? And then you make make Kayla happy because before you go on the date, you do what?
You're texting them. You're talking to them. You're getting to know them that way.
And
then you can go out.
And you know the dude that you're texting with is the dude that's gonna show up.
Yes. And he's not involving the 6-year-old in an adult conversation of dating.
Hey.
Because then the 6-year-old's gonna go, what's the date, Mom? What are you gonna do on the date, Mom?
What she should do though is on that note, she should put a yes box and a no box and check the yes and then just hand it to him.
I don't have time.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
I don't have time for all of that.
Like time. A Lifetime movie.
You know what else? You know what else we don't have time for? James, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys seem pretty bold. I've been here for about a month now.
Yep.
You guys got her on the line. You got her with his number. Why don't you guys give him a call and ask him what's up?
Oh, the old War of the Roses bit. The old setup War of the Roses bit.
Guy.
You want to do that tomorrow?
I think we should call him.
You want to do it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually want to know what's going through his mind when he's... Like, oh God, I would never hand my number like that to someone.
James, where did you come from?
Southern California.
Oh, that's a shock.
Yeah. Secret.
Hardly any of you guys here.
We never get people from Southern California. Seacrest Roses all over again. They use actors. That's all set up, you know, right? Did you know that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but it's Hollywood. They're all fake there.
Yep. Oh, sure.
Sure. That's what you have to say when you find out.
Up and down that coast.
Mm-hmm. Not well, you, though. You
guys, no, welcome to town.
Like the best thing. You guys seem like the best thing since Mark and Brian left a long time ago.
Wow. You're old. So
you'd be surprised.
My man. Yeah, no, why don't we do that? We'll call him tomorrow?
I think
we
should.
I'd love that.
See if he'll pick up. We have to, now, oh God, now we got to go get, honestly, the only reason I was taking your call was I was going to go, we are not getting involved in this. We are not getting in the middle of this. But now I kind of like what you're saying. James, there welcome to town. Thank you for being here, and we'll talk soon.
All right, have a good one. Thank you.
All right, brother, you too. Brother. Yeah, okay.
I like that idea.
I want to get in his head so bad. Right.
By the way, new to you, do you go out with this guy?
Hey, heck yeah. Okay, it's 2018. Do you know how many people there are? Like, he knows what he wants. I like that.
He did choose you. Well, as far as we know. There may have been 20 notes that he had prepared.
A free dinner.
We don't know.
Meh.
We don't know how many of these notes.
That's
went
a bit
out.
Of a risk, though, because like if your neighborhood's like mine, some of the mothers small. That come through, no, they're not from your neighborhood. Yeah. They come from other neighborhoods around town. So if you give them a note then and you've never seen her before, now that's where I would agree with Kayla, where that's going, okay.
Yeah, if it's just shot in the dark, you don't know this guy. No, that's way creepy. Yeah.
We could ask him, how many notes were there? Was there just the one note or a few notes?
Girl, you already know my plan.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Sometimes I get a good
feeling, yeah. Getting to do a good deed and gorge on donuts, count us in. I wish we'd known about this. There's a guy named John. He owns a donut shop in Seal Beach, California. He and his wife Stella have been working together at the shop every single morning since they came to the country as refugees from Cambodia almost 40 years ago. Some of the regular customers recently noticed that Stella was not there. And and asked if everything was okay. John told them that she had had an aneurysm. So he would work at the store every day, and then as soon as they closed up, he would rush home to be with her. So the regulars wanted to set up a GoFundMe. John wouldn't have it. Wasn't hearing about it. Wouldn't do it. So they came up with an even better plan to help him. So again, John's policy is to stay open until he sells out. So all of his regulars are showing up right as the store opens every morning and buying up all the inventory early so that he can spend as much of the day as possible with Stella. This is how much these people love him. Listen to this. Oh, nope, that's Animals by Maroon 5. Hey, by the way, that's Maroon 5 Song of the Day, kids.
Yeah, Animals.
Here's the other thing.
Hey, come and support this guy's donuts. He's a great man. Great cause.
It's a blessing, really. We need more people like that to just help everybody out in whatever need they have, you know. It's a blessing, truly is.
You can hear folks coming in the door as that guy was talking.
That's awesome.
Fortunately, John says that Stella is improving. Quote, she can talk, she can write, and right now she's trying to start eating.
Awesome.
Hopefully, but just how great is that everybody says, okay, we want to do GoFundMe. Nope, not having it. Well, all right, then.
You're forcing us here, Sean.
We're going to show up early so that you can go home. It's a good feeling story of the day. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's Challenge. Yeah. Nudia is sitting in the producer's chair this week. You don't need to do that every time. You just, see, it's funny because people feel like they're being introduced and go, hey,
I get excited. You did tell me not to do that.
Well, it's all right. It's all good. So who is our contestant for Spence's Challenge?
Brooks the Fish Slater.
I got to be honest. You can do whatever you want. It's your microphone. Fish, how are you, brother?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Did you catch any this weekend?
No, I got skunked this weekend.
Oh, sorry, bud.
I don't like hearing that. Well, hopefully you don't get skunked today. Five questions. Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture rip from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Do you plan on cootering today, sir?
Not today.
Not today. Not you. Why would you? There's no point to it. doesn't do anybody any good. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. Which Hollywood star got into a physical altercation over a parking space in New York City on Friday?
Kirk Douglas.
Who is taking heat for a joke they made on SNL about a wounded veteran who's running for office?
Pete Davidson.
An annoyed college football fan who stared down the camera as it panned the crowd has become a Twitter phenom. What school does she go to?
Ohio State.
Michael Thomas pulled a flip phone out of the goalpost padding to celebrate a touchdown yesterday. What team does he play for? Gotta go. Gotta go. Did we? Yeah, we done, buddy. I appreciate that last second answer. And we missed the fifth one. Ooh.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, big pauses will get you. The fish got one. You'll need two to keep the money safe. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Which Hollywood star got into a physical altercation over a parking space in New York City on Friday?
Alec Baldwin.
Who's taking heat for a joke they made on SNL about a wounded veteran who's running for office?
Oh, that's Pete Davidson.
An annoyed college football fan who stared down the camera as it panned the crowd has become a Twitter phenom. What school does she go to?
Louisiana State University.
Uh-huh. Michael Thomas pulled a flip phone out of the goalpost padding to celebrate a touchdown yesterday. What team does he play for?
The Saints of New Orleans, Louisiana.
Uh-huh. And Jimmy Kimmel and Brandon Flowers showed up at what Las Vegas community event over the weekend?
I don't know, but he's here with Jackie Rosen. I don't know what the event was. It was Ribs and Beer Fest.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Democrats don't eat meat. What are you talking about?
No, we eat meat. We just don't want others to eat meat.
Oh, that's...
We want to take away your right to eat meat.
That's funny. Everybody wants to take away everybody else's rights.
Yes.
Democrats. Democrats want to take away your right to eat meat, paid for by people who love meat.
Also paid for by animals who don't want to be eaten.
Right. Just all the lies, all the ridiculous lies. I'm voting Republican. I heard Democrats don't want us to eat meat. But they're taking away all meat.
Oh, you're
made of meat. Damn it. All right, let's see how we do. Which Hollywood star got into a physical altercation over a parking space in New York City on Friday? The fish said...
Kurt Douglas.
Spence said...
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
And they tried to pin it on Alec at first. Now it sounds like whether they're calling mutual combat. He says he didn't throw a punch. It just looks like a lot of pushing and shoving.
Do you know what I love about that is because he plays that Trump character on SNL.
Yeah.
All the headlines I wrote were, Trump wishes him well in his and stuff like that.
Well, no, because they immediately, the press goes, hey, did you hear about Alec Baldwin? He got into a fight. What are you supposed to say about that?
And Alec Baldwin's a D, let's be honest. Well, he's done this before.
What's the president going to say? I hope that guy kicked his ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what do you want him to say? One for Spence. Who's taking heat for a joke they made on SNL about a wounded veteran who's running for office? The fish said?
Pete Davidson.
Sure, and Spence said?
Pete Davidson.
Yep, they both said it, so it's probably true. Wait, what is it?
Booyah!
Oh, there it goes.
Booyah!
Jeez. An annoyed college football fan who stared down the camera as it panned the crowd.
I've seen that game yesterday, too.
Well, you should have paid attention.
What they're talking about, I've seen it.
Hey, buddy, you're on the air. Fish,
we're on the
fish,
air, buddy.
Please realize
here, you're, fish. Come on.
Yeah, we're listening to what they're saying. That girl was a Twitter phenom. What school did she go to? The fish said?
Ohio State.
No. Spence said?
Louisiana State University.
Yep, LSU. And it was awesome. And she's going to be meme famous for the rest of her life. Know nothing about her. We just will always know her face.
Yeah.
Booyah.
Three for Spence. Michael Thomas pulled a flip phone out of the goalpost padding to celebrate a touchdown yesterday. What team does he play for? Fish said?
Buffalo Bills.
Spence said?
The Saints of New Orleans, Louisiana.
Saints of New Orleans, Louisiana.
Booyah, 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 booyah.
That's four of those. And I got to read the question first. Jimmy Kimmel and Brandon Flowers showed up at what Las Vegas community event this weekend? The fish said?
Nothing.
Never even got there. Spence said?
I don't know. He's here for Jackie Rosen. Ribs and Beer Fest.
Ribs and Beer Fest. No. Jimmy Kimmel spoke and Brandon Flowers performed at First Friday.
Oh, that's right.
It was in your nuggets.
At first Friday. Nobody knows what that is, but that's it's good.
It was Nudia sent an email, and I read it. Yeah.
Yep. Spence had four of these nuggets. One and two and three and four.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Wait, waking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Yo, wake up on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just not really that hard. You know what, Kayla? I'm with you. I'm blaming time change.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
what I'm
all
doing.
Hot mess.
I'm blaming this sad hour. Said extra hour of sleep. How dare you? How dare you give me a full night's sleep?
You didn't
universe.
Get it. You didn't. Your dog still woke you up an hour earlier than.
I'm used to it. That's that. I'm a vampire. I don't really sleep. Nudia, so who's on the phone, please?
Jackie Orozco.
Oh, where have you been, Jackie Orozco?
Trying to win every single day.
Oh, my God. You know what? Somebody else said that to me this weekend, too. And I'm like, really? Because it's not that tough to get through. What part of town are you from?
Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Well, let's mark it down in the annals of history now. That Jackie Orozco will be going to see Justin Timberlake in the Man of the Woods tour at T-Mobile on December 1st. Awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Which, by the way, I love the idea that Justin Timberlake's going to be in town on day number 2 of Toy Drive.
Uh-huh.
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 Come on.
I might not be able to survive. I mean, honestly, I might lose my freaking mind.
He seems like the kind of guy that we could maybe convince him to do something. Honest to God. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, especially if that show's not sold out. He'll want promotion. So,
all right. Yeah. Smart.
I mean, just think. You know,
how many people. Got to hit his people up. Start on the social media and just hammer
it.
Hammer
yeah.
the Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm
just saying.
Smart idea.
I'm just saying. Coming up next, as we well know, if you were listening last week on the show, well, let me break it down this way. Spence's song of the week was fantastic, as usual.
Thanks, buddy.
I was thinking I had the song of the week. I don't think I do. But the song was...
It's Too Soon for Christmas.
It's Too Soon for Christmas. Kayla wants to go directly to... Did you put up Christmas decorations this weekend?
I did. I put up just the small things because we can't put up the outside stuff yet until 3 weeks before Christmas.
Inside of your house... Christmas is thrown up on it.
Oh, yeah. It's green and red everywhere.
HOIA does not allow you to put up Christmas stuff until when?
Nothing. Until 3 weeks out.
So that's when? December 10th?
Yes, somewhere.
No, that's two.
I think
1st of December, somewhere around there. Well, because of Kayla's inability to stop off for Thanksgiving. She wants to go straight to Christmas.
She doesn't like Thanksgiving.
And we're going to play the first ever Kayla Can't Wait for Christmas, the game. version 1.0.
The game.
We'll explain what's happening. And actually, there's a chance for you to win something. Coming up in just a moment.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go!
On 98.5 KLUC.
So Friday there was a brand new Spence's Song of the Week. I think there are many of us who feel this way when you blow straight through Thanksgiving to Christmas.
It's too soon for Christmas. Christmas music this early should be banned. Keep jingle bells to yourself, or the ringing in your ears will come from my ring hand. I hear you suffer from ED. By ED, I mean early decorating. It's too soon for Christmas. Could you maybe wait till Thanksgiving? It's too soon for Christmas. Wear that ugly sweater, it will get ugly. That dude with the bell, I gave him hell. Said it's only November, could you chill out please? That's not what I said, I'm a man of action. I took his bell and ran it over with my car.
Song is violent.
It's too soon for Christmas.
It's not.
My Christmas cheer only stretches so far.
Understood. That song's a little rougher than I recall.
Too soon for Christmas, Chet.
Well,
By any means necessary.
I get that, too. Oh, I was going to try and play Christmas. Hey, there's one that works. So, Kayla has demanded equal time. Therefore, coming up next, Kayla can't wait for Christmas, the game. Version 1.0. So how's this going? What are we doing?
It's basically finished because the Hallmark movie channel has already started playing Christmas movies. So excited. So it's basically finished the Hallmark movie title. So I will give you the title missing a word, and then I will describe the movie in one sentence, and you have to finish the title.
Are we going to need all of that?
Well, yeah.
Are we going to need all the, the descriptions and whatnot?
Because usually there's like a little nugget in there that's going to give you the hint.
I'll take your word for it.
By the way, those are the worst movies ever.
They are not.
They are just awful. They're just such, it's just a big giant heaping of cheese.
Yeah. And crap.
Oh, yes.
It's romantic.
We're not in the target demo for the Hallmark movies.
No, not even close. Good. So here's what I'm thinking. Hey, Nudia, what did the first pick take earlier?
She took the Fandango. Okay. So you have a...
Yeah, I understand. I got a list.
Okay.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we do Jabberwocky's tickets for a winner right now at 702-364-9890. So Spence and I are playing against each other?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll need two people on the phone. Then whoever's caller 25 gets to choose... And then caller 26, you get whatever's left over. So caller 25, you get to pick Spence, and 26, you'll be the winner. Because they always pick Spence. They always pick you.
I'm a winner.
Sure. And then we'll go from there. So call 702-364-9898, and we will play Kayla Can't Wait for Christmas, the game. Version 1.0, coming up next.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla Can't Wait for Christmas, the game.
I love Christmas.
Version 1. So Nudia, who's caller number 25?
Caller 25 is Bree from Henderson.
Awesome. Bree, which one of us would you like to play for you?
I'm going to pick Spence today.
Yeah, that's how it always works.
So, thanks, Bree.
I don't know why, but that's fine.
That song is pretty good.
Thanks, buddy. No, in fact, pretty good. How dare you? It's very good. Spectacular. Christique, prepare to win. Congratulations. Congratulations. So hang on 1 second while we play the game. So you're going to read a Hallmark movie
title, missing a piece of the title, and then I'm going to read you just a sentence describing it, and you have to fill in the title of the movie, okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then first to how many?
First to three.
Okay.
Okay.
And what should we buzz in with?
What do your buzzers want to be? Christmassy.
I would say you have to buzz in with your favorite reindeer.
Cool.
You go first.
Blitzen!
I knew it. What should mine be? Oh, no, duh. Rudolph!
Perfect.
All right, question one, let's go.
All right, the title is A Christmas Blank. A Christmas Blank.
Rudolph!
Good God, Chet.
Oh, I like this.
Wish.
No,
Wish.
It is not Wish. It's not Wish.
It's not Wish?
Please continue with the rest of your statement, Kayla.
Christmas comes early for a young journalist when she's sent abroad to get the scoop on a dashing prince who's poised to be king.
It's totally a Christmas blank. Totally Wish.
Wow, it doesn't really help at all, does it? A Christmas Kiss.
Is it A Christmas Kiss? No.
No. We're looking for Prince.
No points. All right, here comes number two.
The Mistletoe Blank. The Mistletoe Blank.
Blitzen!
Spence.
The Mistletoe Chronicles.
Shut up, dummy.
Oh, if you'd let me complete it. When the aspiring author is dumped, she decides to sign up for a romance writing retreat at a quaint Vermont inn shortly before Christmas. The mistletoe blank.
What?
I got it. I think I know what it is, really. I already guessed.
The mistletoe mystery?
No.
The mistletoe inn.
It is the mistletoe inn.
Oh, okay. No point.
Yeah, no point.
Okay.
I got to be honest, Christy. You're in trouble on this one. I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry in advance. I'm trying really hard, but there's no
How about we just do the first one to get it wins, all right? First person to answer
correct. No, don't give up. Okay. We're first to three.
We can do it. We can do this.
Settle down.
Okay. Santa Claus's wife goes to Manhattan, befriends a cop who is in the midst of a divorce, and offers to become a nanny to his kids. Mistletoe over blank.
No,
that was Chet first.
Manhattan.
Yeah.
Mistletoe over Manhattan.
That
one. Okay. Well, one. Hang on, Christy. There may be hope for us yet.
I know.
All right, hang on.
All right, I've watched this movie at least 10 times. I love this next one. It's called Christmas Blank. Christmas Blank. Stewardess Sydney looks after an unaccompanied minor, Leah, and ends up missing her connection to Europe. So she spends the holidays with Leah and Leah's dad.
Rudolph!
Chet.
Christmas Abduction.
No.
I know that's shocking, but no.
Shut up, dummy.
Christmas
and in the end,
blank.
She gives the kid back. Oh, and everybody's happy just in time for Christmas.
All right, Spence. Christmas blank.
That's all you got?
How is this a multiple choice? This sucks. This game's awful.
Christmas flight.
Is it Christmas? That's
it was
what
close. Christmas connection. Oh, we were looking Christmas for connection. Connection.
That's
there.
That one's hard.
I'm throwing the words connection. In the thing.
Please. Please. All right. So it's one zip.
Okay.
How many have we played?
I don't know, but a lot.
All right. Next one. Next one wins, I guess. I don't know. A blank for Christmas. A blank for Christmas. A pop star becomes stranded in a small town.
No. A song for Christmas.
Song for Christmas?
Yes!
What? What?
I'm proud of you, Spence. That's great.
Holy boy, you pulled that out. That one out of your nether regions, didn't you, Bree?
That was a songwriter.
Yeah, okay. See, you know, smart choice picking Spence on the basis of the song paid off for you.
Hmm. Next one wins.
Yeah, apparently so.
All right. Christmas blank. Christmas blank here.
Again?
After a surprising breakup, a travel writer decides to go on a picturesque Christmas getaway planned for the two of them alone.
Rudolph!
Ooh, Chet.
Getaway. Christmas getaway. I knew it because she put the she put the emphasis on getaway. So I win?
You win!
Oh, my God, I win!
You know more Hallmark movies than Spence.
Oh, my God, Christy, you win!
Winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about right there. I'm talking about.
Sorry, Bree.
Jabberwocky's tickets for you.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, Bree, this thing was a complete toss-up. Don't feel bad about this.
Yeah, my bad.
Have a great day. That could have gone a million different directions.
Awesome.
Thank you, Bree. Have a good day. Yeah, Christy, you get tickets for Jabberwocky's at MGM Grand. A Journey Within. Oh, amazing. Have fun. Performances
thanks,
Thursday
guys.
Through
thanks,
Mondays.
Chet.
You're welcome. Aww. Have a great day. Thank you for listening, P1.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Nudia is in the producer's chair this week. Who is contestant number one, please? Oh, maybe I should turn your mic on too. Man, I can't hit a button to save my life today.
Got to case the Mondays.
Yeah, well, I'd love to blame it on that, but I don't think that's what it is.
Time change. I thought we agreed we were blaming it on the time change.
Yes.
That's what it
I'm
is.
It's got me off.
Yeah,
you know, just like my body clock's out of whack.
Makes sense.
All right, so who's contestant one?
Rudy, who hung up? So, Michelle.
No, I don't think that's true. Who's on three then?
Because
line one was never on hold.
That's where I had Rudy. Okay, well, Michelle
hang on a
from Henderson.
Hang on a second. Who is this?
Rudy.
Uh-huh.
What happened? Oh, no, he was
no you're tripping, not him. Oh. Rudy, what's your buzzer going to be?
Gobble, gobble.
Very nice. See, Kayla, Thanksgiving before Christmas.
No. Good job, Thanksgiving Rudy. Will happen. It's just Christmas all the way up until that Thursday. Thanksgiving on Thursday, and then Christmas picks back up.
Christmas. And, Nudie, who's contestant number two, please?
Michelle from Henderson.
And then that would be this one here. And, yeah, okay. And what's your buzzer going to be, Michelle?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Outstanding.
Good job.
All right, Spence shall be the judge in charge of who buzzed in first. He shall not be questioned. Ain't no instant replay rule here like the NFL where they screwed everything up yesterday. Like usual. And Kayla will be the asker of the questions. Question number one, please.
So who was spotted on a dinner date with a clothing designer, Henry Levy, Levi? I don't even know. On Saturday night, was it Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, or Ariana Grande?
Whoop, whoop.
Is that Michelle?
Ariana Grande.
Is it Ariana Grande? Makes a lot of sense. No.
Rudy, was it Demi Lovato or Selena Gomez?
Was it Demi Lovato?
Was it Demi Lovato? Why? Yes, it was Demi Lovato. Thank you for asking. Good for her. 90
months? Oh, yeah. 90 days, 3 months after you know, that incident, so...
Well, yeah, she spent 90 days in rehab. Is that not long enough? There were some people who were like, well, I don't know that she should be out in public like that. It's like, what do you want her to do? She's been locked up for 90 days.
The thing was, people from her camp were saying that she was going to continue with the rehab through the end of the year.
Yes.
So that was the only concern that
Can she not do that and still go out to dinner?
Yeah, she can totally do that.
And Affleck did it. One zip for Michelle. No, one zip for Rudy.
Yeah.
One zip, Rudy. Question two.
So a report was just released that which major city is experiencing a surge of births? Philadelphia, Atlanta, or Las Vegas?
Whoop, whoop.
That is Michelle once again.
Las Vegas.
Quite possibly, because we're very horny here.
Yes. Horniest city in America. 5 years running.
We're very sexy here, and that would make a lot of sense. But
God. Rudy, was it Philadelphia or Atlanta?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta. Also
Atlanta.
Also very sexy.
Hot.
Also, yes, hot. Hot Lana, very sexy, also very horny. But no.
Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, because think, what happened 9 months ago in Philadelphia?
Super Bowl.
On the Super Bowl. Oh, baby, everybody celebrating.
Although this time next year, Atlanta may be the same situation.
No.
No?
No, they're playing the Super Bowl in Atlanta. That doesn't have anything to do with it, like, because, no, Atlanta sucks. The Falcons suck. So there's no shot. All right, it's one zip, Rudy. Heading to the all-important third and final question, the movie that was number one at the box office this weekend was somewhere they believe will be up in the neighborhood of $50 million. So why don't we make this all-important third and final question worth 50 million points?
So that movie took... Which movie?
Just read the question.
Took the top spot at the box office this weekend. Was it The Nutcracker in the Four Realms, A Star is Born, or Bohemian Rhapsody?
Whoop, whoop.
Michelle, third time.
Maybe the charm.
I'm praying. The Nutcracker.
Is it The Nutcracker and the Four Realms? Michelle has answered first three times. Two of those three times, she's been absolutely wrong.
I answered with logic.
If she is wrong for a third time,
oh my God.
Rudy will win. Is it The Nutcracker and the Four Realms? Dramatic pause.
Oh, my God.
No, dramatic pause, Michelle. No. Please, let the drama build.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, it's building.
Not if you're talking, it ain't.
You can't talk during the drama.
No, 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 no.
Fine, the drama's ruined. She's wrong. Rudy's away.
And you ruined the drama for nothing.
Three wrong answers and ruined drama. Shame on you, Michelle. thank you for playing. Thank you for jumping out there. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day. She's fun. She's so fun. Rudy!
Yeah.
Hey, I lied a minute ago about, like I said, we're giving away Ralph Breaks the Internet passes. Did I say Jabberwockies? No, I didn't.
Yeah, you said Jabberwockies.
I did not. I said Ralph Breaks the Internet because that's what we're giving away. Is that still good for you?
That's still good.
Okay, good. Four passes to our advanced screening of Ralph Breaks the Internet video and all that kind of stuff. It's supposed to be like one of the biggest movies of the season. And even more importantly, hey, you know what? We never found out. Hey, Rudy, what's your last name?
Monroy.
I should have known. Rudy Monroy, who we love, is today's champion of
the Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLJC.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Chet Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
There is only one documented case in the world of a military plane shooting at a UFO. You would think that would have happened a lot more times.
Yeah.
That they see something they're not sure what it is. Fire!
Yeah, freak out and just shoot it.
It happened in Peru in 1980. A member of the Peruvian Air Force. Also random. Did not know there was a... I mean, it makes perfect sense, but... A member of the Peruvian Air Force fired on a mysterious flying object that has yet to be identified.
Ooh.
Phosphorus was accidentally discovered back in the 1660s by a guy who was boiling his urine in an attempt to turn it into gold. He believed that that was why it was that color. So he boiled it. He boiled it down. Well, he did not get gold.
No.
Phosphorus.
You just figured it was a frat prank. It's like, hey, Theodos, try this.
Look, he's falling for it. He's actually boiling his own urine.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's left is gold. You'll be rich, bro.
Oh, funny.
When the first typewriter was created in 1868, the creator saved money by not including keys for a 0 or for a 1. They figured people could just use capital O and capital I, and it would be fine.
By the way, you ever get, like, somebody has their internet password to get onto their Wi-Fi, and you can't, they don't let you know whether that's an O or an I O or a 0?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Pain in the ass. Some species of caterpillars have evolved to look like bird poop so that if a bird spots them, they don't get eaten.
Oh, that's so smart.
Ah, Mother Nature. She's a genius. And there are currently, how many wienermobiles do you think there are in the U.S. right now? Nudia?
5.
Higher. Kayla?
15. I don't know.
Lower. Spence?
Lower than, 10.
Higher,
it's going to be a smartass.
12.
Lower. Nudia.
9.
Well, it's between 10 and 12.
So oh.
11. Number's 11. Really? 11 of them, and they each have a specific area of the country that they are responsible for.
Tell me they have a sleeper in the upper end of the wiener. Shouldn't it have a sleeper in there? Like they can drive and then they can pull over like a big rig. And
yeah, like a truck, yeah.
And a mini fridge.
Oh, great.
And a microwave.
You think that's just inviting yourself to get messed with? You know what I mean? If you're pulling that thing, no, you got to garage that every night. You got to make that thing safe.
You got to pull over to a rest area and take a nap.
No, you got to bring that thing home every day. Otherwise, there's just no.
Just a tip.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
That just seemed appropriate. I didn't. Was that it? Yep, those are the randoms.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Obviously, a team half vote to Nudia for sitting in
good
today.
Job,
the
buddy.
Producer,
thank you.
Nice job on day one. Be here all week. Yes. No, I know. I didn't do it on purpose. See, man, they get in there. They think they're in charge in that room.
No. Yeah. No, I don't.
It's all good, but just nice job today.
Oh, thank
nice
you.
It's always
thank
tough.
You guys.
It's always tough on that first day by yourself. It's tough on that first day by yourself. There's no safety net.
Yeah.
It's all on you. Greatest person in the world, Kayla.
I was at the Shriners Open yesterday, managed to luck into a ticket yesterday morning, and just standing in the tent area, minding my own business, and all of a sudden tapping the shoulder, hey, Kayla, P1D1. Love the morning zoo, and just walks away from me. And I didn't get his name because I didn't want to be the creeper that, like, chased after some dude because he was, like, hustling past me. And I'm like, and the next thing I know, he's gone. But I don't know who you are.
Mysterious stranger.
Golfer Ricky Fowler.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. No, but it was just sweet. And I know that we've said it before. I appreciate it. So you is.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
You know what? Kind of the same. I'm going to kind of dovetail on that. Everybody at the Rebel game on Friday night and all the folks at Light the Night on Saturday who were just so nice. You need to understand that that is when somebody says that they like your work, and especially after, you know, in advance of having a show like today. Like, my God. I'll be amazed if anybody's listening at the
time
end of this.
Time change.
It's all about the time
change. All the time change screwed us up. No, but when somebody says that they like your work, it means a lot. And it always means so much to us. So to everybody who's so kind at the Rebel game on Friday night and again at Light the Night on Saturday. Y'all just might be
the greatest person in the world.
No, Brody, did yours, Spence?
It's really cool. CoverGirl, the makeup manufacturer, the largest, I think, has come out and they're officially cruelty-free, which means there no longer is any type of animal testing in their entire line of products. And that doesn't mean just the company itself. That means all their third-party manufacturers and people that do things for them. There's an organization called Cruelty Free International. You may have seen the Leaping Bunny logo that basically tells you that there's been no animal testing. And for a company that big to care enough to take that step is really, really important. CoverGirl will continue to go independent checks of its supply chain to ensure that they're still doing that. So that's the way to go for the entire makeup industry. So,
well, isn't that a funny thing in 2018 that, I mean, I was kind of like, when you first said it, I was kind of like, yeah, shrugging my shoulders because you would assume and you would hope.
Well, CoverGirl, for years, they've pushed for this for years, but now to have their third parties and really monitoring that is huge.
Well, you would think nobody would do, you know, in this day and age, you wouldn't think, but I guess so.
It's still okay and still fun to put lipstick on a pig, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know what that means.
It's not cruel. They like it.
No, because it makes them look pretty.
Yeah.
So, CoverGirl, you is
the greatest person in the world.
All right, Nudia, what do you got?
Jenna from Melbourne, Australia. She actually, her cousin is an ER nurse, and her cousin got proposed to, and she doesn't get her nails done because she's a nurse. So Jenna stepped in and was a hand model for the engagement pictures. And now they have these beautiful engagement pictures with her cousin's hand. I put it up on our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook if you guys want to check it out.
At 985 Kill, you
see? So then the way you wrapped that up, you say, so Jennifer in Melbourne, Australia, you is...
So, Jennifer from Melbourne, Australia, you is...
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
It's kind of a two-part final exam. I'm waiting for Nudia to put them on hold so that I can talk to them. She's not going to do it. Nudia, we got to put that call on hold so I can pick them up. Line one, we're not going to put them on hold. Man, there's problems. It's been fun. Why is someone else on the line? Yeah, okay, there we go. All right, so this is a two-step process here to win the final exam today. What is your name?
My name is Michael Brown.
Your name is Michael Brown. Checking.
Okay.
Kayla, confirmed?
Looks good.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Correct. We've determined your name is, in fact, Michael Brown. Right. Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations. And what is the song of the day?
The song of the day is Animals.
Yeah, let's hope so, because we just played it, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Oh, let's go.
Nice job, man. New Year's Eve, whatever plans you had, add to them with Maroon 5 at Mandalay Bay Event Center, and you got free tickets.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Awesome. Yeah, if you can't finish the deal on New Year's Eve after getting Maroon 5 tickets, then, yeah.
There's no hope for you.
I'd reevaluate your relationship.
Okay.
I agree.
He's right.
I would. And again, Audrey has the song of the day when?
Between 11 and 12.
Okay, and then we found out Santiago's on this afternoon. And when's that playing again?
Between 3 and 4, and then again between 5 and 6.
Okay, so now you're ready. No excuse for you to not win your Maroon 5 tickets.
Listen.
I haven't said this in a minute, but thank God this show is over. Oh, my goodness. Nudia, thank you for everything. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're
going to take another swing?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. I'm expecting somebody to just run out of here. No way. Hate you guys. The idea of doing this, because Davey was here for 14 years. The idea of, oh, my God, doing this for 14 more minutes. I can't imagine.
No.
I'm waiting for somebody to say that. Maybe not Nudia. She's tough.
Yeah,
she's got a soft exterior, but she's tough underneath. All right, that's it then.
Yeah,
let's get out of here. See you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Later.
Glad you're here.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.